Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. WHAC, CM Hyman Radio Live. Dawn Rashad doing her solo thing from Diddy's Dirty Money. Yo, you can log on to www.dawnrashadblog.com and download the whole mixtape she dropped recently. It's called A Tell Story. You are in tune to TM Hotter Radio Live. It's a Sunday, February 13th, Empowerment Sunday. Topic tonight, looking for attention, love, and recognition in all the wrong places. But first, we have a couple of angels hanging out all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up to CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How is everyone doing?
Hey, CeeLo.
I'm doing great. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up. Toya.
Hey, now, what's happening, everybody? Hey,
Toya. What's good? Yo, Dee Dee will be joining us shortly. She's enjoying the Valentine's Day mail out with the fam. Folks, love, attention, recognition, attention, love. Hey, we all look for it. But how many of us have looked for it in the wrong places or have done crazy things in the name of attention, love, and recognition? I'll tell you something. For me, I could remember, like, being in elementary school, and my grandfather was, like, the candy man. I used to actually take candy and then take it to school and sell it at school, one, because it made me real popular. I got a lot of attention. Yeah, I was the candy man in school. Sometimes I gave it away. The things we do for attention. I remember that.
Wow. No, but
yeah.
Not selling it for attention. See, I was the one who would get the candy to sell it for the school, and I'd sell it and keep the money, and then I didn't have to ask my dad for lunch money.
But you embezzled from the school.
Yeah, well, they got their money back because I didn't get my, you know, I didn't get my report card. So my dad had to go to the school. And the funny thing is that the teacher was a chorus teacher, right? He called me a hussy and everything. I mean, he called me a heifer. That's what he called me. He called me a heifer. And my daddy didn't even say nothing because I was dead wrong. He said, and that heifer took all the money.
That's funny. Looking for attention, love, and recognition in all the wrong places. Hey, a few weeks ago, I did a post on Facebook, and really it was like the spinoff of this topic tonight, and I think it's appropriate for this Valentine's Day weekend when you think about love. But specifically, I wanted to talk about, like, recognition. Like, for real, kids today are, like, I'm thinking they're starving for recognition and attention from their parents, because kids specifically are seeking attention from the wrong people and in the wrong places. Parents, praise your kids for the good things that they do. Show them some recognition, you know, for the positive things that they do. Because what happens is they go out in the street looking for other people to praise them, and that's absolutely the wrong place to look for praise, in the streets.
But you
Give
know
us
what,
your
though?
Opinions, your thoughts. 917-889-3926. Jump on it. Go ahead, CeeLo.
I was going to say, you know, what you just said is very valid and very true, and parents should give their children, you know, the attention that they need. The problem comes up, not the fact that the parents don't want to be there, but a lot of parents are trying to make ends meet so that they can keep their family together. But what I'm saying is that a lot of people don't look at it as, you know, they think that by providing for their child, that's their attention. You see what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Some people, that is their way of giving their children attention, and that's not what you mean. You see what I'm saying? It's more or less, we have to create a new normal.
I don't think that is a valid reason for a parent to not to give praise and recognition to kids for what they do. Just because you're the provider, you're supposed to be the damn provider. I think that's a ridiculous response to why people don't give their kids recognition. If your child is an honor student, why wouldn't you recognize the hard work of your honor student?
I know many kids that still don't get the necessary recognition for because parents expect it.
Exactly.
And
that's right.
Why?
That's all I was right.
I don't think that's wrong to expect it, because if I can go out and work, you can go to school and do a good job. But the reality is, you know, children are distracted. And I don't believe, you know, saying nice job or, you know, me taking you out, you know, to buy a new pair of shoes, or I think the, you know, small tokens of appreciation that children need. They just want the thank you. Just the,
right.
You know, keep up the nice work, the recognition. And when they don't get it, guess what? They go out looking for attention, love, and recognition in all the wrong places. Toya, your thoughts?
I do agree with both of you. I can understand where CeeLo is coming from, because I don't think that parents intentionally don't give the attention that the kids need. I just think it's because of the way times are right now and money is hard to come by, per se. People are working more, so it's taken away from time being spent at home. So I don't think it's that they don't want to give the person the praise or the attention that they deserve. It's just work is pulling them from that. You know, we're in a time where now mothers and fathers are both working, maybe not one job, maybe more than one job. They're putting in not 40 hours a week, but 80 hours a week. So, you know, the kids don't get that time that they're looking for. So I think they may be looking for attention from other people because they're lacking that time an affection from their parents. But it's not something that the parents are doing intentionally. It's just they're providing for the family. They're not using that as an excuse, but that time is taken away from the kids because they are providing for the family. But on the same, you know, hand, you can also – you can show appreciation with monetary gifts. You can show attention, you know, job well done by buying something, but that's still not making up for the time that's lost. So,
right.
Absolutely.
But you know what? Because parents, look, I'm like, for instance, my father, who works, you know, three jobs, his own business, and then two separate city jobs, but in his mind, the most important thing is he's not going to tell him, you know, good job and all that stuff, because in his mind, all right, he needs his my brother needs his college tuition paid, so I got to do whatever I got to do to pay that. You know what I'm saying? He shows up at functions, but it's no extra. He does what he feels he's doing what he thinks is right. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But the reality is what you just said. He's doing what he thinks is right. And as a parent, you know, you can do what you think is right, or you can just do what's right. There's consequences to it either way. Folks, the conversation tonight, looking for attention, love, and recognition in all the wrong places. Jump on and share your thoughts. 917-889-3926. Help us as we work to help you. We'll be right back.
Most people don't know that Thomas J. Martin received a patent for a fire extinguisher in 1872, or that Joseph Lee invented a bread-making machine that mixed the ingredients and kneaded the dough in 1895. Or how about John Love? He invented the pencil sharpener in 1897. It's amazing how the contributions of these three black inventors are still being used currently today. To find out more about Black History Facts, log on to biography.com. And remember, it's not just black history, it's American history.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultant specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
Get them dead, I'm shaking mad. What is this before? getting armed. They on their tippy toes, ready to get up in something. We gangsta walking over here, north, north, funky town. West Wood is up in here, East Memphis represent. Put them hands up in the air. You know every time we ride, we putting Memphis on the back.
We screaming, huh?
Upon arrival, my attire, how you fishing me? It's in the beans, city folks, and the Tennessee. We up in business, falling through like a guillotine. These jugging and bugging, pop-popping hella beans. Blowing cushion and leaning out that for methazine. Been getting blow, but I'm focused, ready for anything. A boss, I don't need no. Can't the walking go real on some Nino's. Keep looking, cause you ain't on this. Trendsetter, you pissing on the same old street. We can't walk the walk.
Air Force is good. Air Force is good. Air Force is good. They will take the walk. Air Force is good. Air Force is good. Air Force is good.
Hyman Radio Live. That was Gangsta Walking, Wet Money, on this Sunday, February 13th. It's about 7:21 here on the East Coast. Thanks for joining us. Tonight we're talking about, I think it's a very important subject, I'm looking for attention, love, or recognition in all the wrong places. We've already touched on why we think kids are looking for attention in all the wrong places. You guys... Huh?
What'd you say?
The trouble that they get into nowadays when it comes to relationships and men and sex and pregnancy, and the list can go on and on and on. We didn't hear the beginning of you.
Yeah, no, we missed the question.
Okay.
I think you're having technical difficulties with your phone. Folks, you're through the TM Hot Radio Live. We just actually lost Toya. She'll be joining us here momentarily. It's Empowerment Sunday, the topic tonight, looking for love, attention, recognition, all the wrong places. I think where Toya was going is she was talking about really the fallout of the fact that we look for love, attention, and recognition in the wrong places. I think I just heard her mentioned pregnancy and, you know, the type of negatives that...
I'm sorry, you guys, I'm back.
Okay, so can you ask the question again?
I'm sorry. That's what happens when you don't charge your earpiece prior to the show. So I was just saying that, you know, we're talking about looking for affection and love in all the wrong places, and one of the things that I thought of is young ladies nowadays, and I was just asking if you think that that's one of the reasons that... the young ladies are getting into the troubles that they're getting into as far as relationships, sex, pregnancies, and the list just goes on.
Yeah, I definitely think it's due to the fact that, you know, we're lacking the proper rearing, you know, compared to how we were reared, you know, and some of us, you know, were wild, but we knew that there was a time and a place. Today, we don't know the time or the place. We think is the right time all the time just to keep it real. And at the end of the day, you know, keeping it real can go real wrong, you know, when you're looking in the wrong places.
Yeah, keeping it real can go wrong. I mean, like, the thing is, like, okay, how was this? When I was a teenager, I remember, even though I was a tomboy, older men still approached me, right?
So I remember this man, he had to be a pimp or something. I just remember he drove a brown Cadillac. And he tried to entice me with money. He's like, I just want you to go, you know, to certain events with me. I'll pay for your dresses. I'll pay for, you know, you get your hair done, your nails done, and all that other stuff, and give you money to put on your pocket. And I was like, you know what? That would, and I told him, that would have worked if I didn't have a father. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have easily followed that and been like, yes, this is my ticket out of wherever I am. But I knew that.
But that same thing is happening today. And yes. You know what's happening? There are a lot of young girls who don't have fathers at home, who don't have role models at home, and they're falling prey. You know, so what do you say as someone who was in that situation but didn't have to fall prey because you had direction? You know, what do you say not just to teenage girls but to grown women who are still falling prey to being enticed by money, looking for love, attention, and recognition in all the wrong places?
The thing is, and honestly, it's what do you want that end result to be? Regardless of what the situation that's put in front of you, and you may be in a messed up position, but the thing is that, yeah, that quick fix that, you know, that guy who says, yeah, I'll give you money if you do this for me, yeah, you might get that $500 right then or however much, but then after that, what are you left with?
Let's not down, I'm sorry. Let's not
know what I'm saying, but what are you left with?
The $500 when my rent is due and my kids don't have Pampers, you know, or I'm just trying to make it to the next day or make it to the next week.
But that's the whole thing. Do you want to keep doing that every day? Do you want to every week have to change the man that you're getting your money from? You know what I'm saying? Or do you have to take the time to step back and say, hold on, there has to be another way to go about this. I can't just keep giving myself like this or just letting it be about the money. It's more to life than money. Yes, money, you need it to eat and so forth, but I swear, the feeling you get from doing it yourself versus some man just giving you money for a favor. You got to grow. I mean, it comes with maturity as well, though. It really does.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
The fact of how do you want to feel? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, think about it. If you're going to go have sex with somebody for money, you might not enjoy yourself. You may just have to lay there like you're being, you know what I'm saying, taken. So it's just like, it's not worth it. It really is not worth it. I mean, if you want to get it.
919-3926 to get in on this conversation. I think you're absolutely right. And you're passionate, and I think you should be, because money for favors is
temporary.
Is a pastime that I think we've become way too comfortable with. It's become a way of life for many people. And the one thing I think you just said is how does it make you feel? Some people have in fact turned their feelings totally off. Because they know they don't feel good about it, but it's their reality. You know, what do we say to help those to pull themselves out of that situation that's become a reality?
Call me and I'll help you work out something.
Give me your number.
That's what I can get right now. 704-620-4144. 704-620-4144. Any time of day or evening.
This is real. You know, the one thing that CeeLo is, she's real about being real with young women, and she'll definitely offer you up some real feedback, some real help. You know, don't call her up asking for no money, because I'm going to say CeeLo don't send nobody no damn money.
No.
But what we will do is we will help you to acquire a different perspective. Tonight's topic, we're talking about looking for attention, love, and recognition in all the wrong places. We'll keep this conversation going. It's Valentine's Day weekend. We're going to keep saying it because it is. It's Valentine's Day weekend. It's
I'm going to find
February
my Valentine's 13th. To the end of the month.
You're not going to find your Valentine's to what?
To the end of
the
month. Yeah.
why can't you find your Valentine's to the end of the month?
Because I'm telling you, I'm going to find my Valentine's at the end of the month. That's going to be my Valentine's for the rest of my life.
Wow.
I'm going out in public.
I'm not even going to ask why. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
College savings account. According to a recent survey by TD Ameritrade, 57% of adults have never heard of a 529 plan, even though financial advisors agree that it's the smartest way to save for college tuition. The way it works is the account, which is sponsored by state, allows parents to invest after-tax money that then grows tax-free and remains tax-free if you use it to pay for tuition. So that's something that you want to look into. There's also the option for prepaid tuition. Many states offer prepaid tuition plans, which lets parents buy tuition at today's rate, essentially locking in a lower price, regardless of how much tuition rises.
So also look out for that as well. Brokerage account, investing after-tax income into a brokerage account dedicated to your child provides maximum flexibility and also the potential for high returns over the long term. So parents can set up an account directly linked to their paycheck, and the money is transferred into the account each pay period, just like 401k. There's also a dedicated child savings account that you may want to look into. In today's market, savings accounts carry relatively low interest rates, but they come with, you know, their own other advantages, including the opportunity to teach your children about money and savings as they get older, which we've touched on in the past here on the show. Also, the savings account, whether it's in the child's name or the parent's name, can supplement the other more aggressive investing strategies that I mentioned previously. So just, you know, keep that in mind. And lastly, your employer's college savings plans. These are sometimes rare to find because many companies, although they offer 401ks and things of that sort, a lot of them do not offer college savings plans. But if your company does offer it, it is suggested that you do take advantage of it. And that, you know, it works pretty much like a 529 plan. So it makes it easier to automate the savings into your college, your child's college fund. So just take a look at that. You know, for, a lot of people, like I said, don't know about 529 plans. A lot of people don't know much about brokerage accounts. So if you don't know about it, it's worth your while to actually call your financial institution to speak with them about it and see if someone can help you learn more about this. And then if you need any more information on saving money for your children, check out savingforcollege.com and programs like YouGift and YouPromise. And those will give you a little more information on alternative ways to save for your child's, you know, future as well.
The finance segment brought to you tonight by the 2011 Florida Mix Show Music Summit going down February 25th and 26th, Miami, sponsored in part by HAC Media, Hip Hop Weekly Magazine, and the 2011 Grammy Awards, starting at 8 p.m. tonight on CBS. Tune in.
Follow raincoat when it's on ya. Mom ain't a show. California soul, what we begging on. what you do.
Hey now, it is 2011 and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top rated vitamin and supplement line in the world through Determine Your Destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultant specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
CM Hyman Radio Live. You have been with us for about a half an hour now. We are talking about how we can give praise, how, you know, we need praise amongst ourselves, even with, you know, your friends.
Looking for attention, love, and recognition in all the wrong places.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
But
the thing is that we do that constantly. And I think the point that I was trying to get across earlier was, do you want a temporary fix or do you want a final fix? You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times in life, you know, as we're learning, we do a lot of stuff in the meantime, you know? It's like, okay, yeah, I know my goal is to become president, but I'm going to do this in the meantime and waste a lot of energy. A lot of times we waste a lot of energy and a lot of momentum on the wrong things, and we're being praised by the wrong people, you know? Like, for instance, if
who are the wrong people?
I'll say, like, for instance, if you're in an abusive relationship and the only time that you get praised is right before you get beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, that whole, yeah, you're good, but now you're too good, and now somebody else may want you. Or, you know, don't fix yourself up because you're asking for unwanted attention. And, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's
right.
So mixed up. There's so many mixed messages that you get growing, that our children get as growing up.
Yeah, and it's important that we don't allow people to play mind games with us.
I think,
you know, I have friends that play mind games with women. And, you know, I just sit back, and one, I'm baffled that she fell for that. I'm like, how damn dumb can you be? But at the end of the day, you know, there are people who are very naive. And then there are other people who take advantage of people who are naive. So at the end of the day, you know, you need people that can help you along to let you know, hey, there are wolf traps out there. You know, mm-hmm. Don't get caught.
Right. And it's hard because we even, I'm telling you, even the best at it gets caught up sometimes. I'm telling you, it's like you can.
Yes, we do.
It just happens. And the thing is, it's not about how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get up.
Yeah.
You know
what?
It's,
but moreover, it's really about self-awareness, self-love, self-evaluation. But first and foremost, understanding or having a sense of purpose. That's the first step, I think, in the right direction. You got to have a certain level of purpose, which should give you confidence. The reality is A lot of people are lacking confidence for whatever reason. Some of it is out of, you know, rearing. You know, a lot of people have trust issues. I have trust issues. But some people's trust issues are associated with abandonment issues. Most of us have abandonment issues. Someone has abandoned us, whether it was a grandmother that died on us, a uncle or aunt, a mother or father. We feel like people left us. You know, therefore, we don't want to open ourselves up because we don't want to feel that kind of pain, that pain and hurt, right? But it goes back to what's your sense of purpose? I can tell you this. I'm not going to preach to you tonight, but it's Empowerment Sunday, and I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't tell you. At the center of it all is God Almighty, who helps you to understand or establish a sense of purpose. Hey, folks, if you're just tuning into the show, it's Sunday, Empowerment Sunday, February 13th, 2011, baby. It's Valentine's Day weekend. Tonight we're discussing the reality that many people often look for love, attention, and recognition in all the wrong places. I think the lack of mentors and role models is a major contributor to this. But you know what? It starts with self-evaluation and understanding one's purpose. What's your opinion? 917-889-3926. Before we go any further, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, welcome Domir into the conversation. Go ahead, Cielo.
All right.
Hey, Dee Dee. Oh, what I was going to say was you just said put God first, yes.
God is at the center of you understanding your purpose. That's
what I said. Oh, okay, yeah. And you're absolutely right. God is the center of understanding your purpose. And what I was going to say is that, but if you don't know how to grasp that relationship with God, it really is as simple as closing your eyes. You can go into a bathroom, a closet, whatever, closing your eyes and talking to God. There's no perfect way. There's no, you know, no form you got to fill out. You just talk to God and tell
That's
him,
right.
even though, you know, tell him what it is that you really want. Not I want the new pair of shoes that just came out. Not I want the new Wii or whatever. Not the materialistic things, but the internal things. I want to feel whole, or I want to learn how to love myself. I mean, you know, it's the small steps that you take. It's not a one big, you know, it's gonna change all overnight. No, it is small steps, but you have to have patience enough with yourself to do that.
No, you are so on it. And at the end of the day, look, no one can love you and not love you effectively if you don't love yourself.
That's
it's 7:48. We're back.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Here are just a few fun facts in Black history. The Shakespeare Memorial Theater at Stratford-upon-Avon honored Ira Aldridge with a bronze plaque. He is the only African-American actor to receive this tribute. And then there's BET, which was the first African-American-controlled company to sell shares on the New York Stock Exchange. And the African Methodist Episcopal Church, founded by Richard Allen, became the first national black church in the United States in 1816. So people do a little research and learn not just inventions and patents, but a few fun first facts as well during this here Black History Month.
I wouldn't feel the same from you saying your last goodbye. What a
instead of acting like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without a life. If we are supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Could have gone into
had I not been the person that I already was. Not saying I didn't make mistakes or anything, like, you know, after that, but that stuck out in my mind because, honestly, that could have been a whole different. What if I would have went along with it and it ended up being a prostitute? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no,
like
so many other things. Right, like many people. You know, I could have either
became
a prostitute, his bottom bitch, or, you know what I'm saying, like anything.
Just off of a dude who walked through the parking lot.
No, he was driving through the parking lot. Right, but I'm
touching
the big brown Cadillac that said Daddy-O.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. And I knew he was too old to be talking to me. But
some people
don't.
How about you, Tola?
Yeah, some people don't pay that no mind.
You said some people don't pay it no mind?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well, I was waiting to see if he was going to respond.
It depends on your ignorance.
Yeah.
It depends on your level of maturity and really how naive you are. Again, Toya or Didi, you got an experience you can refer to?
No. I'm sorry, this is Didi. I was sitting over here pondering.
That means no. Okay.
I mean, so none of you have like gone anywhere and
good. Gone anywhere and what? No, I can't recall me ever being in a situation that involved a guy that would make me make a decision like that, or you know.
I don't think it has to be that extreme.
I haven't been in any kind of situation like that. But I think it's also because of my upbringing too, though. You know, I didn't lack attention. I didn't lack love or affection in my home. My father, you know, was there. My mother was there.
That's
so
important.
Yeah. So I think it's because I got all the attention and praise and all of that growing up. So I didn't have to look for it elsewhere.
Yeah. Now, Didi, earlier in the show, when you talk about love and praise and support, right, that a lot of kids get, I think I can relate to that. You know, I don't think I was lacking any attention, although my parents were working parents. I had a large family. So there was, you know, always love coming from somewhere. My mother is one of nine kids, you know, so when I say large family, I mean there was always somebody. You know, even if she wasn't there. But Didi, CeeLo mentioned earlier that, you know, parental involvement or the lack of involvement, sometimes it comes down to the fact that parents are working. You know, what's your responsibility to your daughter as a working parent as it relates to recognition, you know, love and attention? Do you feel that you apply, and this is specific really to you, but I'll even say you, to Toya and to Didi. Toya and to CeeLo. Do you feel that your child gets the right amount of attention from you, recognition from you?
Yes.
I'll say this. Who that, Toya?
That was
CeeLo. CeeLo?
Yeah.
But the question's for you, Didi.
Okay, I'm gonna say this as a mom. If looking from the outside in, I think I see a lot of my peers say, "Didi, you're doing a good job. You're doing the best you can with all you have going on, taking care of Daisha. You know, you're giving her what you can." As a mom, looking from the inside out, I do feel a little guilty because I do have a lot on my plate right now, and it's hard to give her that 24/7 attention that Daisha requires. But as far as the recognition part, I think that I'm doing the very best that I can, considering everything that I have going on. I mean, life is going to go on. It's just how you deal with it, how you prioritize and organize so that I can make sure I give her the recognition she deserves. She doesn't lack it. You know, like, for instance, I have school on Thursday night. She normally tests for karate on Thursday night. But there's not a Thursday night that I've missed. I will be late for class before I miss a test for her in karate, because to me that's more important, that I'm there to support her, to show her how proud I am of her in the midst of me going to school, starting a business, working, you know, doing doing everything that I'm doing. So as a mom, again, I said I don't give her as much recognition as she deserves. However, but I do get the data boards I'm doing. You know, they tell my mom and everybody saying that you're doing the best that you can. So I think as moms, we're always going to be down on ourselves. We don't ever think we've done enough or we're doing enough. But I think so. You know, overall, yeah, I think I'm, you know, she's getting the recognition she needs as a working parent. And I'm not working, you know, your typical 9-to-5 job. I, you know, have a lot of endeavors going on and trying to put a lot of things in place so that I can teach her, you know, how to be a great person, great businesswoman. So
yeah. I think you've been a good role model. It is 8 o'clock, folks, on the East Coast. It's 5 o'clock on the West Coast. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for riding with us.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live, your hip-hop informer. that dude, P. Muhammad, rocking with you all the way live this Sunday, February 13th, Valentine's Day weekend, with CeeLo in Charlotte, Dee Dee in Chesapeake, Toya in Delaware. I'm coming to you live from Tampa tonight. The topic, looking for attention, love, or recognition in all the wrong places. We've all done it, but the question is, why? Why do we look for attention, recognition, and love in all the wrong places? Why?
Because we're taught to. We're taught to. Point blank. Everything.
How so?
TV.
How are we taught to?
Because looking at this, if you look back in history, right, people were supposed to be ambitious and want wealth and want, you know, more in life, regardless of how you got to it. And the thing is that historically that's what we're taught to do, is to want more, that what we have is never enough, and regardless of what it is. And we put these false boundaries on ourselves, and then we pass them on to our children. And then once we find ourselves, we hope our kids aren't too messed up by the time we figure it out. But we're taught to go after the, you know, like women are supposed to go with a wealthy man. When it's time to get married or get out of the house, your mother or parents want you to go with a well-to-do man. A man that doesn't have a job isn't a good man at all. So we're told. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's so that we're told. I think a damn man without a job is a problem.
What I mean by that, okay, say for instance. All right. Let's take you for instance. You do pretty well for yourself. However, there may be a man that has more money than you, a bigger house than you, right?
Absolutely.
Well, what I'm saying is that we have been taught to go, even though you're doing good, right? We're taught to go to the man above you. You know what I'm saying?
Just like,
what's wrong with that, CeeLo?
Nothing's wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with that except for those 15-year-old girls who are walking around with their pants tighter than the underwear they have on, looking for that man with money.
They're
trying to get the attention of that man. Say again? You don't think the teenage girls, they dress like the women that they see, right?
And they go for
the man with the money, and they end up with the drug dealers because they have money. But they won't go with Hector that works at Home Depot.
I'm not told that in my home. I mean, I understand what you're trying to say, but I guess to generalize it makes it, I don't know if I can agree so much, because I wasn't taught that to, you know what I'm saying, to go and look in those places, because I wasn't taught that. So I understand what you're saying. I just can't relate to what you're saying.
I wasn't taught it either, I'm just saying. But people are taught
that. Some people wear those tight pants because they like wearing tight pants. You know what I'm saying? But also, if you look at the girls wearing tight pants and look at their mama, you know, sometimes you don't have to be taught for nonverbal teaching, just to see your mama don't have standards. You ain't going to have standards either. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But even so, there's nothing wrong with, if using Terrence as the example again, if you want to strive higher than Terrence, that may be your goal. That may be your standard. And it's okay if your mama taught you to strive for a man with a $1 million home making 7 figures, and that's what you're working toward. But hopefully she told you how to go about that the correct way.
I mean, but that's how a lot of marriages ended up in divorce, because you have women going for the men with a lot of money, and they end up being home by themselves.
Okay, so
you see what I'm saying? But what I'm saying, it creates a social.
So listen, let me ask
cycle.
This. Did you all's mama tell you to go after the man that made the most money?
Not at all.
No. I wasn't told anything. I was told by my father not to accept anything from a man, because they always want something else.
I wasn't told to go after the man with money. That's an example that doesn't even apply to anybody on this show.
Yes, nope. But there are other people that
I
listen
can't
to this show.
To
but it's people
no,
who listen to
okay,
this show
well,
that...
Let me say this. if you're out there, and that example applies to you, if you're listening tonight, hit us up right now. We want to know, how did she tell you to go after that man with the most money if that was the feedback? How do you do that?
Matter of fact, you know what? Matter of fact,
because
I can use a great example.
You
got to
be bringing something more. Hold on. You have to be bringing something more to the table other than some hips and some lips. Hey, we'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926. I mean, looking for love, attention, and love in all the wrong places is the topic tonight. We're going to continue to talk about why, but we want to talk about really the fix to these issues, because it goes back to self-evaluation and a sense of purpose. Do you love yourself? Do you love yourself? We'll be back. 10:18. Sorry, I'm dyslexic. It's 8:10.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Love is the party. My heart is such a disco ball. She's in line waiting. My guest list too long. I told her I would love her as forever, forever just a word. I put words together, stepping on the stars. She paused, and I know that one day this show will end. Applause, the strobe lights are dancing. We've taken all the chances. She questioned what we are, and I'll drink to the answer, cause my heart is out of service. My eyes turn black. I don't see love anymore. I'm blind to the fact I got my world in my pocket, cause I ain't trying to drop it. The sky is at my neck, so I turn up my collar. My world spin around her, cause it's a world without her. Oh.
When you know, like I know,
yeah.
When the sunlight falls down,
what?
There she goes,
yeah.
She falls like dance with the stars,
and I just can't live without her.
Yeah.
And she knows what she knows, and the rain.
Don't love me no more. I'm at the end, babe.
Here are just a few fun facts in Black history. The Shakespeare Memorial Theater at Stratford-upon-Avon honored Ira Aldridge with a bronze plaque. He is the only African-American actor to receive this tribute. And then there's BET, which was the first African-American-controlled company to sell shares on the New York Stock Exchange. And the African Methodist Episcopal Church, founded by Richard Allen, became the first national black church in the United States in 1816. So people do a little research and learn not just inventions and patents, but a few fun first facts as well during this here Black History Month.
It's 8:15 in the p.m. in New York City. It's 1:15 in the a.m. out in London, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, with Entertainment National News. Give it up. It would be CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time, everybody. It's the Valentine's Day Eve, Sunday, February 13th. I want to start out in the Middle East today. I've kept you guys up in the news of what's going on with Egypt. But like as of today, Egypt's military has relinquished the government, the former government, and will govern over the country for the next 6 months or until the elections are able to happen. And so the military's first point on the top of the to-do list is restoring security and economy. So, you know, hopefully they can get everything back on track and we don't have to see this again, you know. Back in the United States, though, on the West Coast, the CEO of Sunflower Farmer Market and founder of Wild Oats Market, 50-year-old Michael Gillian, he was accused of soliciting sex online from a minor on Thursday, and he actually stepped down from the company, you know, because of the accusations. But he did go as far to solicit a teenager online for sex, arrange to meet her at a hotel, and pay for sexual intercourse.
Wow.
So, right, you know, and the thing is that this is a Whole Foods store, you know, that I'm quite sure that people probably didn't even think anything about it, you know. So, like, that kind of goes with our theme tonight because, you know, that teenager right there could have not been getting attention and was seeking for attention online, you know, simple things
wow.
like that. But on another note, two infant deaths, initiated a voluntary recall on Friday of 1.7 million baby monitors. The name of the company is Summer Infant, and like their video and audio monitors, you know, for your babies. Well, two babies have died because they choked on the cord. The cord had wrapped around their neck. So, you know, they've recalled that. So if you see any Summer brand, and it's spelled just like Summer, any Summer brands, they are being recalled, and consumers can contact the company online or toll-free at 1-800-426-8627. Again, that number for the consumer hotline is 1-800-426-8627. And last but not least, don't forget to check out Chester Gregory's album that drops tomorrow called If You Only drops tomorrow on Valentine's Day. Go get it. Show your support. And pretty much that's all I have for you guys this evening. Do you have anything to add?
Hey, it's going down. February 25th and 26th, Miami. Yo, the Florida Mix Show Music Summit, brought to you in part by WHAC, Hip Hop Weekly. Hey, man, and a slew of other labels, production companies, marketing organizations. Again, it's the Florida Mix Show Music Summit going down February 25th, 26th.
Yes, and you can go online. And
live.
You can check the site out, FloridaMixShowSummit.com. That's FloridaMixShowSummit.com, FloridaMixShowSummit.com.
Absolutely.
Yes. Get out there and you're going to enjoy our show.
HAC Media. Log on, www.hacmedia.com.
Okay.
We'll be back. Thank you, CeeLo.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Hey, you. Ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Oh, yo, with that, let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I put your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is gone. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life. My life is like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this Sunday evening. It's about 8:26 here on the East Coast, 5:26 on the West Coast. For those of you who forgot, the Grammys are currently on. They'll be on until about 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. So check that out. Lady Gaga is on
here right.
Singing right now, so you're not missing too much.
Grammy Awards. Yep. Music life. Music is.
Wait,
is,
you know.
Is.
Oh, see the well, I know Lady Gaga arrived in a
in an egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Nikki has like this afro. I think she fell in love after she was on Saturday Night Live. She fell in love with that whole Frankenstein deal, and did like a blonde type Frankenstein thing with the black streak. You know, she's going all out. I think.
Yeah, that was. Overdose, I'm rolling. Hey, yo, you can check OD out. Newport Beachside Hotel and Resort is going down. Collins Avenue, that's right in the heart of South Beach, Miami.
Yeah.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks, you know, to our... I'm sorry, distracted. thanks to the resources that we have in places, the partners... Hey, yo, we are proud to be one of the sponsors of the summit, along with Sky High Studios. Again, the 53rd Grammy Awards are on right now. The Grammys are a sponsor of the Florida Mix Show Music Summit. You got All Out, All Stars, Blue Star, Hip Hop Weekly Magazine, and a slew of others. Slip and Slide Records are giving away a recording contract. Duffel Bag Entertainment's in the house. Hey, log on FloridaMixShowMusicSummit.com. Going down February 25th, 26th. You know what it is. 917-893-9926. Jump on it. What'd you say, Sheila?
Oh, I said it's FloridaMixShowSummit.com.
FloridaMixShowSummit. Make that note. Corrections.com. Looking for attention and love in all the wrong places. You all have daughters. What are the messages to your daughters? How do you proactively, you know, intervene, or really, you know, before they even get into it? How do you keep them on track? Keep them whole from being sucked in to the traps, you know, of the wrong place.
I tell my daughter that nobody loves her more than her parents, you know, than myself and her father and her stepmother, you know, and that, you know, that guys, well, first of all, I've been talking to my daughter about sex since she was like 4 years old, her and my niece, telling them. Every year the conversation gets more involved, but the thing is that I know what they're faced with. I pay attention to what they're faced with. They had, you know, there's the writing on the bathroom walls and the peer pressure and so forth. And I let them know that boys will tell you anything. People will tell you anything to get what they want, you know. And
so your strategy is to make sure they're comfortable with the dialogue that deals with sex.
Yeah, so that way that, you know, when someone comes at them, regardless of how they come at them, it's like I talk crap to my niece and my daughter. And what I mean by that is that a lot of times I'll come at them certain ways and see how they'll react. And the funny thing about it is that that gauged them for other people because they can tell when other people are being sarcastic with them. You know what I'm saying? Like they can recognize the tone that people take with them. And know that, okay, oh, you're just talking to me because you want something. You know, it's like you have to, it's weird, but you got to set them up to know what to look for. And sometimes you have to do it subconsciously.
I think that's important. I think being practical and speaking to them in real time, you know, as a guardian, as a parent, is important.
And
you
give
know,
them this,
there's a
you
lot
know,
of snares and traps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, set for them. They should know.
They should. They should know what to look for. And the thing is that, you know, even with my niece and my daughter, I have this thing called Talk Talk. And that means that gives them the opportunity, regardless of what you say to me, I don't care what it is, I'm not going to get mad. I am not going to react the normal way you think I would react. This is your, you have to create a safe space for them so that they do feel comfortable talking to you. Regardless of how you got to nickname it, you have to create that space that they know that they do have somewhere to go, that they don't have to turn to strangers to get those answers or that love or that hug or that even the discipline, because children, they cry out for discipline. You know what I'm saying? They don't cry to get punched in the face, but they cry out for discipline. They want to know what to do. They want to know what to be told to do, and we have to take advantage of that as parents, as aunts and uncles and friends and neighbors. We have to feel obligated to say something.
Yeah.
You know, when we know a child is being misled, whether it's going to that parent or speaking with that child and giving that child a safe space, you know, you have to.
It's about that safe space.
Yeah.
It's absolutely about safe space. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, people, not just children, go out and they find themselves in the wrong place simply, you know, trying to look for a void to be filled, looking for that safe place. And sometimes that safe place is an illusion or, you know, there's a lot of manipulation there, you know, just to kind of, you know, get what it is that, you know, people are trying to get from you. Folks, this is a real conversation tonight. I hope you're taking some of the pointers. And if nothing else, it should be raising your wellness, raising your awareness. Coming up, health and wellness. Kind of got those two tied together. Live out of Chesapeake tonight, 917-889-3926. We're simply trying to raise or increase your awareness. Again, coming up this Empowerment Sunday. Health and Wellness, live out of VA. It's 8:33 where I am. It's 5:33 where they are on the other side.
Well, I like to know what you're saying.
You like to know what?
Huh? No, I said I wanted to know, like, how would Dee Dee and Toya do what they have with their children?
Okay, you can know after this.
Okay.
How deep is your love? Drew Hill.
Ow.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Hey, mommy, you know that I like it when you call me puppy, but this ain't like baby, baby. You've been seeing another chico, and baby, you know that he can't go down like me. But you know that the nigga can't freak like me. So mommy, tell me one little thing: how deep is your love for me?
How deep is your love for me?
Speaking
G. You can make it get wetter than me, but I bet you keep telling you he's better than me. Ooh, you know that he can't go down like me. You know that he ain't no free like me. So baby, tell me one little thing.
That was Drew Hill with How Deep Is Your Love? And we're sitting here talking about, you know, are we looking for love in all the wrong places? Are we trying to get, you know, what is that? That why did my mind just go blank? Are we trying to get that, what is it, like accolades from the wrong places? Are we trying to get attention from the wrong people? Like, and how do we curtail that? Where do we go with that? I mean, I think like one of the things we can stop doing is buying our children these stupid little toys with the princesses and stuff on them, give them a false sense of who we are as a people. The little girls don't grow up to be princesses. They have some that do, but they don't grow up princesses. You know, I mean, it's, you know, we have to be honest with ourselves and honest with our children. And that's the only way we can build confidence, you know, showing them other multicultural, you know, toys and stuff like that. Toys don't, we start out wrong with toys. And I'm going to leave, let somebody else talk on that.
Well, you know, I think we've been focusing a lot on, you know, young girls and females, but we haven't really touched on young men. And young men, you know, whenever deprived of attention and affection and, you know, people giving them a pat on the back and not having a male role model in their life, you know, they tend to do the wrong thing, too, you know, persuaded by things that they shouldn't be, you know, money and things like that. So they end up, you know, basically turning to the fast scene, the fast lane in life. I just think that sometimes we forget about the males. We focus a lot on the females, and we shouldn't do that.
And you're absolutely right. And the thing, and a lot of times, though, men or the boys are lost because, you know, at a certain, they're coddled. A lot of times, sometimes, and I find this more so with women and their sons, but they will, you know, treat them as they would a man. And they raise them and they clean up after them and they make their beds and they cook for them and they do all this beautiful stuff for the young man, which builds his confidence with his in his house with his mom. But then that when he goes out to try to find that mate, he wants the mate who does the same exact thing that his mama does. So it's like, where should you catch a boy at? You know, what age, you know, what age do you start, you know, saying, okay, this is what you do as a man? Terrence?
What age do you tell a mama to stop enabling this boy? Because a mama's going to say, well, I'm raising him to be a man, not realizing mm-hmm. that she's enabling him. So I don't think the question is at what point, I think at what point does the mom in this picture say, okay, if I continue the behavior that I'm doing, he's going to expect this from these young ladies or whomever the case may be, as opposed to, you know, saying, let me not enable him. But we definitely, I think, men and women are girls and boys definitely equal. We should educate them both as parents, you know, so they don't fall prey to that looking for love in all the wrong places. But let me continue on. It's 8:41, and I wanted to go ahead and get started with our health and wellness segment. We're experiencing a little technical difficulties here on the TM Hyman Radio Live Show. However, they will be taken care of momentarily. So moving on. Here we go. Just as I speak, I tell you, I make magic happen. Health and wellness tonight brought to you by Massages for Life, coming to you soon. Tonight's topic, who can you call for help? We've been discussing becoming prepared for 2011 this year so that we can be more effective at reaching our goals, or if some of you call them our resolutions. We have discussed mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical toughness and how to apply these toughness toward achieving our goals. We've also discussed staying motivated in these areas and staying focused so that our goals can be met. Now, I've given different pointers, different tips on how to obtain mental, spiritual, emotional, physical toughness, endurance, and all these things like that. But we still, of course, we all need help. So who can we call for help? As far as mental motivation is concerned, definitely call on God. That's first and foremost. Please pray, people. And then for mental motivation, call on yourself. He says you can motivate you. If you've never tried it, try it. If you didn't think you can do it, try it. Your family and friends are definitely motivating factors. So if you don't think you have the power within you after you've prayed, call your family and friends, and they'll probably give you the boost that you need. For those of us who think we are beyond God and our family and friends and ourselves, we might need books, CDs, seminars, a business team, or a coach. These things can definitely motivate us. I'm sorry. A little more tips. Bad noise. I'm not sure what that was. Motivation as far as spiritual and emotional toughness is concerned. Of course, again, God, you, your family and friends, listening to books and CDs can motivate you. And, of course, just going through life and obtaining the victory as you are going through, that definitely motivates me to continue to press on, so I'm sure it motivates others. And as far as physical motivation, again, some of these are the same in each category, but you can pray, always pray, God, please give me the strength in order to get up and do this exercise because I know I don't want to do it. Or, again, you can, if you are motivated by yourself, that is a good thing. You need to teach others how to do that. Family and friends, if you have a personal trainer that can motivate you physically, a coach, or even your coworkers, if you have some type of the Biggest Loser contest or some kind of weight loss contest at work. Again, different avenues that you can use to call on help. Use your resources. Quitters are losers, and only losers quit. The only thing that beats a failure is a try, and faith without works is dead. Use your resources because teamwork does make the dream work.
Hey you, ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here.
Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world through Determine Your Destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Find them out.
Holland Radio Live. Thanks for riding with us. Hey, I didn't skip out on that last piece of conversation. I heard it, had to step away. Thanks for riding with us again, folks. You're in tune to TM Holland Radio Live. Got like 9 minutes left in the show. I do agree with what you actually said, CeeLo, when you stated that sometimes our mothers coddle us and they set a false expectation. I do agree with that. And that's why it's important for dad to be at home, to be able to balance it out, you know, to be able to help a boy to understand what manhood is, to help him to grow into a man. You know, so it really goes back to family, and sometimes the issues that we have is there's a breakdown in the family. And I think that also is an element that we really don't have time to go into tonight, but it goes back to the question of why. Why do people go looking for, you know, attention, love, and recognition in all the wrong places? Sometimes it really is because the people that should be in place aren't there for whatever reason. You know, we're going to wrap this conversation up tonight, and we probably need to do a part two or bring it back again, you know, because I think there's a lot of people that need to hear this kind of dialogue. Am I here alone?
No, you're not. I definitely agree. I think we should have a part two. Definitely. I think more people need to hear this and definitely discuss it, because what we didn't get to touch on more so tonight is the men, the boy side of it, the men side of it. And I would definitely love to hear from my male callers who never let me down, cool and sincere, and James and everybody. Please call us, you know, when we bring this topic back, and let us know, because women, without the communication and not knowing, women can only tell you from a woman's point of view. They can't tell you from a man's point of view, because they're not a man. They can only tell you what a man thinks. So we need those men to help educate us, so that we can help educate our girls and our boys.
Yeah, I definitely call my fellas to get it in tomorrow night. We can go ahead and add a part two. It's Valentine's Day, and we got your top 10 tips for personal success tomorrow. So I think that's quite appropriate. Because we can continue to drill down on what actually drives us to look for attention, love, and recognition in all the wrong places. A lot of times it's because we simply don't have the right role models and mentors, I believe. We'll pick it up tomorrow night, Valentine's Day. We also have your top 10 tips for personal success. And on Wednesday, does stress relief and relaxation lead to a longer life? Or lead to a long life? We'll talk about it with our resident expert, Mayor Willingham, brought to you by Massages for Life, soon to be open in Norfolk, VA. Hey, if you are stressed out, you're looking for some relaxation, set up a personal appointment with our resident expert therapist, Domair Willingham. Hit her up, 757-270-6469. 757-270-6469. Massages for Life. Hey, I got to rock a little empowerment segment before we get out of here. So stand by, everybody, as we rock out to an empowerment segment brought to you by HAC Media.
Thank you.
Sunday, February 13th. We're talking about looking for love, attention, recognition in all the wrong places. But you know what? We've got to remember, I am a proponent and an advocate for someone understanding who they are first. You got to love yourself first. Stop wasting time, you know, comparing yourself to others. You know, envy is a waste of time. You already have what you need. It starts with forgetting about the issues of your past. You know, don't remind yourself or your partner, you know, your loved one of past mistakes. It will only ruin your present happiness. Don't do it. Think about the future. You can't change anything in the past. Life is too short to waste time hating on somebody, you know, and in turn having somebody to hate on you. You know, make peace with your past so it won't spoil your present. Anything contrary to that causes you to look for love in all the wrong places. And if you're not looking for love, you're seeking attention, you're seeking recognition. And hey, at the end of the day, look, just remember, envy is a waste of your time. You already have what you need. Forget issues of the past, and don't remind the person you're with of issues that they had in the past. It'll ruin your present happiness. Don't do it. Life is too short. Stop hating, and in turn, people will stop hating on you. Make peace with your past so it won't spoil your present. You got to come to grips and understand your present purpose. That is empowerment from me to you this Sunday, February 13th. We love you.
Are you riding us tomorrow?
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show.